B105, we got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. I'm going to start with something, Lauren, I think you should do.
Oh, boy.
Scheduling your summer for you, because you've talked about it before. The Iron Range Half Marathon's coming back.
I know, but isn't it coming up in August?
August 14th and 15th.
So I have not run since grandma's.
Okay, well,
you it is like riding a bike, but like I have just been in my lazy era, and I do need to snap out of it. And I have always wanted to do it. I think some of my friends were talking about doing it.
You run across Minnesota's tallest bridge.
I know. That's it looks something. So cool, and I am going to do it one of these days.
Thomas Rukavina Memorial Bridge. It starts off in Eveleth, runs in through Gilbert, and then you run through the woods and Wasabi Trail all the way over the bridge, and then you finish at the Iron Trail Motors Event Center. I've never even been on there yet.
The only...
I don't spend much time in Virginia anymore.
Yeah, no, it seems like such a cool race. I want to do it. The only thing is you kind of have to... Well, I don't want to say that, but like some, I think last year some of my friends and I were going to do it, and then it was so hot, and I don't personally do well in the heat, so I
yeah,
was like,
August
I gotta,
is a hot time, especially yeah, there, yeah.
But really cool. So
you
I mean,
if you
it.
Go, I want you to stop at F&D Meats and get me some beef jerky because I
you would
I've,
want
I've been
to stop
craving
at
their
for...
it's F&D Meats. I mean, it's been around forever. Get their jerky's really good. If you need anything else, tips around the place, I don't know. Actually, last time I drove through Virginia, I didn't even recognize where I was on 2nd Avenue West. I was like, what is this building?
Maybe you should make the drive up and get some beef jerky and then support the people that are running.
And then whatever happened, like across from Washke's there, like, or from Washke families in Virginia, there used to be like a whole different building. That's gone. Now it's like another car.
We can't get into this.
It's crazy.
We can't. Okay,
Time keeps marching on, Tracy Lawrence.
If I do the half marathon, I will stop and get you your meat.
Beef jerky.
Want to mention this quick. Minnesota State Fair has been named the best fair in the country yet again.
That I won't go to.
Yeah.
Too many people. It's way too hot.
It's a lot of people. Really good grandstand lineup this year, though. Brad Paisley and Hardy. But yeah, they were named the number one. For different reasons, because there's always, you know.
I'd go see Hardy, maybe.
Yeah, there's always a list coming out, but this is.
Are you going to do the parking?
What?
You going to drive? If you and I went to the State Fair to go see Hardy, would you take care of all
I'm going to see Brad Paisley, so like, I don't
saw
think
Brad
I could...
Paisley there.
Okay, same. Anyways, it has the most TikTok engagement, most Instagram posts, almost a 5-star rating, things like that, so.
How much are cheese curds now?
I haven't been to the State Fair for like 5 years.
I saw Martha's cookies just keep going up and up and up.
But the thing is, like, I will pay.
Oh, they know that too.
I will pay for cookies and food. And
I could go for a pork chop on a stick, you know?
I'm going to pass on that.
Thanks. Makes Lauren shudder. A pork chop on a stick. Meat on a stick. Okay. Well, thank you, Lauren. It's B105 Buzz. B105. What's your favorite flavor of beef jerky?
I think I always just get the regular. Is that teriyaki?
No, regular is original. Teriyaki's teriyaki.
I like teriyaki. I like teriyaki.
Teriyaki can overdo it.
I don't agree with that.
I like the pepper, like Jack Link's pepper one, if I'm going to go for like a widely available commercial one.
I like the Jack Link's like shredded beef jerky that they shred and they put it in like a little pouch. That is really good.
I remember when I was a kid, they used to have the little tins of shredded beef jerky.
That's what I'm talking about. It's so good.
But I always thought that was because we could look like we're dipping.
It does look like you're doing something, like but you're not.
We're going to dip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... And then
it's just beef jerky.
We also had candy cigarettes back in the day. I'd go to the
shortstop.
Yeah,
I used to have those too.
You had candy cigarettes back in the 90s? Yeah. They still had those? They still sell them, I think. I didn't get them at Sweden Sweets.
Okay.
Me?
I don't know if, like, do they taste good? I don't even know.
Well, it's just a sugar stick with a red pink.
I would love it. You know? But yes, that was around in my day, the early days of my life.
I remember going to, I'm just very nostalgic today. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm going to cry. No, back when I was a kid, I'd go down to the shortstop in good old Biwabik, Minnesota. And now it's the Little Brown Jug Liquor Store, but it used to be a shortstop.
That's a really cute name for a liquor store.
Little Brown Jug.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I've stopped there a few times. But they had the little round penny candies, or you know those pennies, the candies of the jar that came in a glass jar?
No.
You don't remember those? No. You probably didn't have them in your big Twin Cities experience. You know what I'm saying?
In Llano Lakes, Minnesota, yeah.
It's a big town. Lots happening there.
Maybe, I guess.
You guys had cable and everything.
We did, yeah.
Actually, we had cable, too. I don't want to lie. I don't want to make it sound like I lived up on the prairie.
Are you okay? You are feeling nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing okay.
All right. Well, it's Friday. TGIF, everybody.
Do you remember Clear Pepsi?
Vaguely, yeah. That sounds... But did they just remake that? Is that what I'm thinking about?
Maybe that's what... B105 and Lauren's Country Lowdown. All right, what's up?
So Megan Maroney, she will be in Minneapolis this weekend, and she's also on the cover of Cosmo, and she was asked about her songwriting, because that's really like, I mean, she sets herself apart with that. And she said that she used to get really upset when people would ask, like, who her songs are about, because she's like, I make it obvious, like, they're universal songs, you know? But also, she's like, I put enough details in there where it's obvious. And then she said she's grown in confidence so much since she's had success with that, that she's like, now I just put it all out there. Sometimes my dad is like, you can't do that. So they brought up her song, Who Hurt You, which is on her Cloud Nine album. Everybody knows it's about Riley Green, basically. She's never come out and said that, but she confirmed it to Cosmo. She said that that is one song in particular that she made so obvious that she's like, I wanted people to just be able to Google it, because she's like, A, these are my personal songs, my personal life, but she's like, I wanted it to be so obvious that it wouldn't even matter if I put his first and last name in it. Because she's like, I just hate, like, she was like, I wanted to get the story out there. And she said, even with people that aren't Riley Green that she's dated, she's like, I put personal little details in there. It's my life. And she's like, I don't like when people ask me because the details are all there. So I kind of stepped it up a notch.
Did you see that song that he did that's a POS like me?
Yeah, but he said that wasn't about her. He said it was just bad timing, which who knows if that's true. But she also said it's not that serious. She's like, songwriting is supposed to be fun. Sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's not. But it's like, she's like, I put it out there. If it helps somebody, that's great. If they can dance along to it, that's great. And she says, what's the worst that could happen by putting, you know, a song out that everyone knows is about Riley Green?
Yeah, I guess, right?
I'm here for it. But speaking of Riley, he's going to have a first on The Voice. We haven't really got any, like, trailers or anything, but...
Oh, I forgot that he's doing that.
Yeah, so it's coming out this fall, and he said that, you know, he always wears a cowboy hat or whatever, and he couldn't do that because of the way that the chair is. And he said that he was, you know, Carson Daly was like, you're not you if you don't wear your cowboy hat. You're like the country star in this show. So Carson Daly built him a custom cowboy hat holder on and just made it happen. So it'll be on his chair. I don't know what it looks like. But he said he complained about it. Carson Daly is a big executive on the show. He made it happen. The next day on set, it was there. So I'm excited to see that.
Interesting. He wears a ball cap enough that I thought maybe he'd get
he
over
does.
That.
But. I think he'll be leaning into the cowboy thing on The Voice, but it's also...
Have you ever seen Riley Green carry his corgi dog
that's
on
amazing.
The stage with
that's
him?
That's actually incredible. What is his corgi's name again? I forgot.
Carl.
Carl. I love it. He also eats 14 eggs a day. He just like
Carl does?
No, Riley Green. He just did like a breakfast in my life thing on Facebook, and he eats 2 omelets and then 6 scrambled eggs. I'm like, is that?
That's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot.
Must be fun on a road trip.
Ew. Okay, we're going to end it there for now, and we'll talk new music and Garth Brooks next time.
Luke Bryan by Dirt on B105. It's Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, 710 Laugh Ops back next hour. Also, we are going to... have a Breakfast Club confession, something that we did this week.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think I have a lot, actually.
I have something hanging in my tree again.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't work.
It is a big tree, but...
Yeah, I tried to get a branch down again.
I just, like, wish I could be a neighbor for a day and just watch the struggle.
The last month or so, it has been a struggle. It really has been. Okay, yeah.
It's going to be okay.
We're at the talk of the neighborhood. Okay, coming up, 7:40, we'll have that for you on B105. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. 710 Laugh Off.
Already laughing.
I just love this. I'm not even using a new joke. This is a joke I've used before, but it's so good. Some people might have missed it. I want to use it again.
All right, why don't you just go first?
Well, now that I've really hyped it up.
You have.
So William Shatner's new line of women's lingerie has been tanking in sales. There are probably better names than Shatner panties.
The way you just, like, cruised through that joke without stopping.
Shatner panties.
I don't even know if I should do a joke after that. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Get it? Okay.
You get it. Okay. I get it. I get it. Okay, wow.
I don't know how you're going to top that one, Lauren.
I probably can't, so maybe I won't try.
Shatner panties.
You have to watch what you say.
I said Shatner. Oh. Patty. Panties, I mean. I didn't swear.
I didn't think you did.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you for that. Okay. As I was saying.
I had to defend myself around here, keep my employment for a little while longer.
So, watch what you say around egg whites. They can't take a yolk.
I thought you were telling me to watch what I was saying. No. I know you were starting your joke.
Why? I was trying multiple times.
Oh, I get it. My bad.
You were just still laughing at your own joke.
I blew it.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's send this one here. This is from Brian. Submit this one. You can submit your jokes, too, to the B105 app. We'd love to hear them.
I asked my wife to put on a Mandalorian outfit. I guess I have a Boba fetish.
This is not a very PG show today.
I was PG. I was PG, so.
Getting a little racy here.
You did.
You did. No, we're a team. We go down together.
Great.
Great, yeah. B105. Max McDowell, better me for you, Brown Eyes. B105, it is a Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, 721. And today it's, well, I was thinking, man, is like the air quality bad today? Because it looked a little hazy, but up over Lake Superior, it's a little hazy, but otherwise.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, when I was coming over. But we're actually in pretty good shape right now for most of the listening area. So I must have another reason why I have a sore throat this morning.
Well, hopefully it's not an illness.
Yeah, I hope not. Well, it's probably just allergies or something this time of year. But like, I woke up and I'm like, oh, it must be the wildfire smoke, but it's not.
Yeah, mine are awful. Okay, well, keep me updated on that. But, you know, something that might help that sore throat is tequila, and it is National Tequila Day.
I don't know if I've ever had a doctor suggest that, but I am all about it.
So when I lost my voice a few weekends ago at the concert, and I went to a family barbecue, and I was like, I can't talk. And my uncle kept being like, you need moonshine. You need tequila. He's like, it will soothe your throat. I didn't. But here are some signs of National Tequila Day. I'm just saying there might be something to that. You've seen a lot of drunk people. It's only 7 a.m., so maybe that's for
probably
later.
Not.
Margarita mix is sold out.
Yeah.
You don't care that there's a dead worm at the bottom of your bottle. Is that a thing in tequila? Maybe like fancy tequilas.
Yeah, or like scorpions or something. Or yeah, you ate the worm. You never done that?
No.
You don't do shots of tequila ever?
No, not in my 30s. I have wanted to try that. I think Pedro's in Superior has like, don't they have like a scorpion shot or something?
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
Yeah, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that would end well.
But yeah, it's National Tequila Day. It is only 7:22, but I just wanted to mention that.
I guess we're going to have a margarita later to celebrate.
Yeah.
I have kind of those cutwater margaritas.
You got to be careful with those. You got to be careful.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing with them. I drank a lot of them. That's kind of the problem is that they're not cheap.
Yeah.
They're not low calorie.
But they're very strong.
But they're very good too.
They're really good. And they have like every single drink.
Yeah. I go with the lime one. That's the only one.
It's
and then they sell out actually.
Yeah.
And then I got to go. Yeah. All right. Anyway, thanks for giving me an excuse today on a Friday, National Tequila Day. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
723 B105. We've got Dustin Lynch with Chevrolet and Jelly Roll. Okay, we got some intel here. It's National Tequila Day. Lauren brought this up, right? Mm-hmm. And we're talking about worms in the bottom of tequila or scorpion. We're talking about Pedro's has that thing.
Yeah.
That thing. And I was like, well, I got somebody here that has done it.
Okay.
That has taken the scorpion shot at Pedro's. Paula, you've taken the shot at Pedro's, right?
I sure have.
Oh, my gosh.
How was it?
You know, it was, like, I was, like, worried about it because I was like, what am I getting myself into? But I went in to establish my dominance. So I was like, whatever. It was fine. It's, like, actually pretty small. It's, like, freeze-dried. And so I, like, shot it like an Advil. And then so it's not like you're chomping on, like, the body of a scorpion.
So you actually drink the whole scorpion like a pill.
Because it was just floating on top, and I was like, yep, ready, set, go. And I just popped it like an Advil, like a champion of the people.
So it's small.
It's small. And also, you might not want to do it in your 30s, but Mama Bear did it in her 40s, honey.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Always showing me up, Holly. You're so much cooler than me.
Oh, my gosh. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, I don't know that I would do it again. But once was, you know, once for the story.
Did you get a T-shirt, too?
$25. Yeah, you get you pay $25, obviously, to pretty much cover the cost of the T-shirt. But, yeah, I got a T-shirt, and I wear it all the time, and that's my, you know, topic of conversation.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Paula. Way to go.
I knew you would be.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's pretty dope. Okay.
That takes a lot of bravery.
Right. Okay, well, that's National Tequila Day. I think we've talked enough about tequila this early in the morning.
Yeah, it's very early.
Yeah, we'll have Breakfast Club Confessions, which, I don't know, maybe has to do with tequila coming up. And your weather forecast next for Fox 21. Hang on, B105. maybe my Breakfast Club confession should be I can't drink anything anymore.
Are you okay? You came in tube. Saying it's been a morning, so I just feel like TGIF.
Just ready to go on the air, take a swig of water, it goes around the wrong tube. Okay, anyway, B105 Breakfast Club confessions coming up if I can make it.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know, it's been a week.
It has been a week, you know.
It's been a summer. It's just been sprint.
Yeah, I know.
Sprint.
I feel like I've just been rushing from place to place. Mercury is no longer in retrograde as of today.
Good. That's good.
And
maybe
I was
that's
reading yesterday,
on.
Everybody's like, that one almost broke bad. And I'm like, that's true. It was very humbling. So right. It's over now. Onwards and upwards.
Speaking of humbling, we'll talk about that next.
Yes.
B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. Breakfast Club Confessions. You want to start today? Go ahead.
Sure. Mine might be the most like Lauren Breakfast Club confession. So long story short, John, I love John Party. That's just kind of
always
my reputation
thing, yeah.
Around here. Always been a thing. So he was at Grand Casino Hinckley, really wanted to go. I usually buy all my own concert tickets. Like I could probably get them free, but I'm like, I'll just buy them, whatever. Well, they sold out. I reached out. His team was kind enough to give me a pair of tickets. My mom really wanted to go. So I was like, I got to take my mom for sure. Anyways, they were kind enough to give me meet and greets, even though I've met him a million times. But I'm never going to say no. I want to, you know. But my husband had to end up going with me because my mom, last minute, couldn't go. So I was like, he likes John Party, you know, but I'm like, you're going to see a different side of me. I'm sorry. So we went. He did. But so basically I just told him, I'm like, you know, because everyone's like, oh, he probably knows you by now. I'm like, no. I met him many times over the years, but he meets a lot of people. But I was like, I'm known for being, like, your number one fan. He like, nervously laughed. I'm like, okay, I'm embarrassed. But then my husband was like, when I started dating Lauren, she made me listen to all your music.
And
he was
funny.
Telling him all these embarrassing things, and I kept looking at him like,
shut up.
Zip it.
That's hilarious.
Zip it now, and then.
Good job, Aaron.
It was funny because I was taking, you know, a picture with John and my husband, and then my husband was like, can I get one with just John now? And I was like, so they bonded.
He butted it on you.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. So anyways, embarrassed myself in front of John Party, and then my husband embarrassed me in front of John Party. So if that is not the most Breakfast Club confession.
That sounds like a fun time.
It was really fun. It was great.
We had a good time, yeah.
Won $30 on a machine as well.
Look at you. Lucky lady.
I know.
It's your night. My confession is I lost another thing to the tree. Trying to get this branch down that's been hanging forever.
I didn't realize it was such a big tree until I was at your house the other day, and I'm like, that is a huge tree.
I was trying to get it down before the grad party because it's this widowmaker type thing, but it's stuck in the tree just perfectly, and I just can't get it down. I thought, well, nobody's going to notice. And then right away, Marty is there, and he looks up, and he goes, oh, yeah, kill somebody with that branch. I was like, darn it. Now everyone's looking up. Nobody got hurt. It didn't come down. I can't get the darn thing down. I'm going to have to hire somebody.
It's like a tree that you'd find in the jungle. It's a very big tree.
It could be the Wisconsin state record for aspen sawtooth. It could be. I'm not exaggerating.
Nice shade.
Yeah, but it just drops sticks all the time, you know? And it's
right.
And the birds and everything. It's like, oh. But anyway, I tried throwing a grappling hook up. My neighbor and I were doing that, and we didn't take out any windows, but the last one, I started getting tired, and when I swung it went completely the wrong direction. It got wrapped around the tree and now won't come down. So
yeah. Well,
it took another thing. It took a fishing lure. I tried that. That didn't work.
I don't think, now that I've seen the tree again, because I've never paid attention to it, I don't think it's a fishing lure is any match for that tree.
No, it's not. But it was an idea I had, you know, and it's not stupid if it works, but apparently it didn't work, so it's pretty stupid.
Well, if anybody has ideas, let us know.
I just hired a tree climber. I had to do that before. Luke Combs, Sleepless in a Hotel Room on B105. All right, you ready for it, Lauren?
I am ready.
Lauren's Country Lowdown Friday edition. That means we got new music, right?
Yep, lots of new music. Shania Twain has her 7th studio album out today. Little Miss Twain, Tanya Tucker's on there, The Warren Treaty, 15 songs. Brantley Gilbert has a new album out, also 15 songs. It's called Sins of My Father. There's a song on there with Jelly Roll. He says, these songs are the most honest thing I've ever made. Every song tells a different part of the journey, the highs, the lows, the mistakes, the redemption, the faith. So that sounds like an intense album. I'll be diving in. And then Carter Faith has her deluxe edition of Cherry Valley out. That was nominated for an ACM. So check it out. 5 new songs. Ian Munsick has a new song out. Medicine Man. Ashley Cook has 2 new songs out. Famous to Francis. And Johnny and June. Brothers Osborne have a song out called Rip. And then Dan and Shay have a song out called Her, the Kids, and Jesus. And then Reba, I guess, she's been releasing one, or maybe this just started. I was researching it before this, but she's releasing one new song and then packaging it with like five of her hits. And so she did that today. So she has like a little EP out. It's five of her hits and then a new song called Ring Ring.
Okay.
And then we have new Morgan Wallen. We're going to play that here in just a minute called Ben by Now. But just hold out a few more minutes here because we have to talk about Garth Brooks. He's Garth Brooksing because he always does things in his own way. He just announced the Blame It All on My Roots tour.
Yeah.
But he only announced one show date. It was Indianapolis. Tickets went on sale. He ended up adding more dates. Now we know he's also going to be going to Denver. So now we know two places he's going to be going. So that'll be Friday, September 4th, Saturday, September 5th. Tickets go on sale a week from today. And then all of his ticket prices are $155.25. It doesn't matter if you are in the front or if you are in the way back.
Right. How long ago was it that he was here?
In Minneapolis.
Was that like 2019? That was pre-COVID.
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago in
long
May.
Ago, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
It's crazy. So maybe he'll be coming here, but he's only announcing one city at a time.
Because
he does things in his own way.
To create buzz or whatever.
Yeah, sure. He does everything in his own way. So we will see. And then Zach Top, he just announced, and we talked about this, a new song called Good Girls and Cowgirls. It comes out August 21st, but he's also releasing another new song that day called The Other Side of Hurtin', and he's expected to release a new album next spring. So looking forward to that, but obviously the man of the moment, Morgan Wallen. New song out, Ben by Now. First song off, off an upcoming project.
Okay. Here it is, new Morgan Wallen, Ben by Now. Cody Johnson, Till You Can't, B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and a new haircut for Andy from Tortoise.
I was going to say, a haircut.
Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, well, when it goes from shoulder length to above the ears, it's probably pretty.
I'm at the same way. I'm ready to cut my hair because this experiment, I think, has come to an end.
But now I'm used to you like this. Not that it matters.
I know. But and everybody has an opinion about your when you
yeah,
have,
they
you
do.
Know what I mean? Everybody like comes up to you and says, you should cut your hair. You should grow your hair out. How about you just stay in your lane? You know what I mean? But it looks nice.
Thank you. I was just, frankly, I liked the long hair. I was just tired of it being in my face every time I turned my head a direction, and one day I was just like,
it's
right,
work. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
This is enough.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about the other end of your body.
That's an interesting way to put it. Let's talk about the shoes.
Tortoise and Hare footwear. My uncle was just in yesterday. He got a new pair of shoes, and because his doctor's like, you need to get some shoes that fit you better.
Yeah. What was going? Do we know what?
They weren't wide enough. He needed a wider shoe. And he says, they wide shoe. Let me tell you, I got the widest shoe they have. So I don't know if I have the widest one. 4E, that's what I have.
Well, New Balance, so the length obviously goes by numbers. I think everyone knows that. But the width of the shoes are letters. So, and the men's side, D is considered medium, and then you've got a double E and then a 4E.
Okay.
New Balance actually does make a 6E, so, you know, Ken, if your feet spread out.
I hope not, because
can accommodate that.
That means something's going on. I mean, like,
well, feet change as you get older. I learned this from Andy.
That is true.
My grandpa, in the later years of my grandpa's life, he had a size 17 feet.
Holy.
Can you imagine?
I can, because I've sold 17s before.
Really? You can go that big?
Yep. New Balance, again, will go that big. We do have some 16s and some, like, 16 wides and extra rides in the shop. The tough part of shopping for those for people who have that big of feet isn't that we don't carry them. It's just that when a guy comes in that has a size 16, he'll usually buy every pair in the store.
Because he's
that
found
we have.
It. Yeah, right.
I feel like I do that too.
Yeah.
If you find something you like, or they have your size. Do I have a common shoe size?
You're more common than I think than a men's 16. But,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I was just wondering because I feel like
it's more common than the rarest of men.
I wasn't comparing the two. I was just asking solely about my shoe size.
Yeah, you're definitely not anywhere near the top of the bell curve, but
this is true.
But yes, I would say fairly common.
You could fit if Lauren had 4 feet, you could fit all four of her feet in one of my shoes, I bet.
And I think mine are getting smaller. I do. But this is not about my feet. Yeah. But I'm sorry. I was curious.
Anyway, you guys are good with that for, you guys are a lot of referrals for one medical, you know, hospitals, doctors,
yes.
Right?
Yes, over the years with the, I mean, we've always had some form of a foot analysis pad that people stand on and walk across. The one that we have right now by this brand called Atrex is the most sophisticated that we've ever had in the store. So it does this really in-depth 3D mapping of your feet. So we get not only the length and the width, your uncle's case, he was probably wearing the wrong size shoe. And,
yeah, I was.
You know, guys that have wide feet or people that have wide feet, and that don't know that wides are an option. They just keep going longer and longer and longer to accommodate that the size that they need, which is the wrong way to approach it because then, like, the arch of the shoe is hitting in the wrong spot. So when we get the size locked in, we can, you know, that's just the baseline of, like, making the shoes feel better. And then we look at how high your arches are, how they start to flex as you take a step. And then we actually get you into the shoes that are designed for arches that look and move like yours do.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about Tortoise and Hare. You get the right shoe for what you need, and we can stop over and see you on Grand Avenue, right? You can check out the machine yourself.
You are welcome. Anytime we're open, which is weekdays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Saturdays are 9 to 5. Sundays are 11 to 4. We're located right on the corner of 40th Avenue West and Grand in West Duluth. Follow our social medias. We're on Facebook and Instagram because we do a lot of fun events both in and out of the store. And there's more information online at tortoisehairfootwear.com.
Do what I did is I tell them, just look for the mural. You can't miss it.
I know, the mural is really fun.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Andy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend. Nice haircut again.
Thanks.
All right. Corey Kent, rock. Luke Combs, B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and this is another story about a grenade. I don't know what's going on with all these grenades lately. There was one guy brought a grenade into a police station, and then they asked you to please not bring grenades into the police station because they had to do it. They had to call a bomb squad in and evacuate the precinct, you know. This one happened in Eagle Rock, L.A. Residents were temporarily evacuated. A grenade was found in someone's backyard. It unfolded when a homeowner called police around 7 on Wednesday after finding this military-style-looking grenade. Additional details about the object were not provided, but they were able to clear it, and they were able to, but it was 3.5 hours that people had to evacuate their house.
I mean,
who's got what?
Wasn't there a grenade found at, like, a Goodwill or something?
Yeah, there was another one, too, found in a grenade found in a Goodwill. Mm-hmm. There was that one where that the house, they found, like, boxes of dynamite in the freezer. Like, what are you doing with this stuff? Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird to find out, like, find that stuff after, like, some, like, a loved one had passed away and you go through their stuff and then you find out the truth that they were, like, you know, like, what did they find? Like, maybe they were a serial killer or something, you know what I mean?
I think that's happened.
Oh, I know it has.
Not personally with any of my family, but...
Oh, I thought you were talking about your family. Okay. So many dots connected there. Just kidding. That's some jerk today. Lauren, you got a good story for us coming
up? I do have a happy story.
It's not exploding. Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Knight on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. All right, Lauren, some angel. Give us some good news today.
Well, I just want to make everybody aware of the internet's newest viral sensation that has sparked joy within me this week. Have you heard of Jimothy?
Yeah, what is this? Jimothy?
I'm obsessed.
The raccoon?
Yeah, so this is a wild raccoon from Seattle. I was just there. I did not see Jimothy. I'm devastated. But he has become so if you Google him, he runs across the screen. But basically, he is very short. He has a compressed body, and he has what veterinarians believe is a rare genetic deformity. So he has a very short spine. But he's so cute. He's so cute, and people are spotting him everywhere. It's kind of like spotting a celebrity, and he's just so sweet. So
it does not look like a raccoon.
Yeah, people are calling him silly and round, but he's captured the internet's heart. He has captured my heart, and if you're lucky enough to see Jimothy, just, you know, give him a little treat.
It's funny, they see him drinking out of dog dishes and stuff and walking up. He kind of reminds me of...
so cute.
Kind of reminds me of Mike from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, same vibes. I see that.
It looks like that. That's funny. Oh, Jimothy. Yeah, and if you Google him, he runs across here. Yeah, Google Jimothy the raccoon and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I was like,
whoa. So sweet. Obsessed. I, like, want to hug him.
Well, another time we're talking about an animal that Lauren wants to touch.
I'm not going to. He's in Seattle, but I want to.
I would doubt it. If you ran across him, you'd be chasing him down the street.
I know.
Guaranteed.
I'd give him a donut.
Shaboos 105. We'll see you later. You have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. We got some fun stuff going on, including a new event we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And starting that on Monday morning. And